The Berkshire Athenaeum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, is the largest public library in the county, but its collection extends far beyond books. Outreach librarian Sam Reggio says the Athenaeum continues to grow its library of things, a collection of everything from tools and musical instruments to sleds and green screens that cardholders can borrow for free. One item from the library of things is a seasonally appropriate device called a happy light.
That's a light. Basically, it kind of looks like an iPad. If you're sitting or you're in a room in your house, plug this in and it looks like an iPad on a desk or a table, and it emits like a positive, a pleasing light. And that light is supposed to help kind of combat a seasonal affective disorder, give you the vitamin D or the kind of happy feeling that, we get a little depressed in these parts, these times of the year. And so that's kind of what that speaks to.
Another seasonal device people might find interesting is the thermal leak detector. What is that?
Sure, that looks like a little bit of a kind of like a hand, it's handheld, and you point it at a window or a door, and it shows you how much heat either is escaping or cold air that is coming through so that you can monitor your energy efficiency of your house.
Another seasonally appropriate thing here is sleds. The library is offering sleds. Tell me about the sleds, Sam.
Yeah, this is a particularly fun one because I got to personally witness a family the other day checking this out with very big smiles on their face. We bought a few toboggans. We bought a few red metal saucers, and you can just put this on your library card just like a DVD, just like a CD or a book, borrow it for a week and then return it.
Another thing for kids, the Tubaloo. I'd actually never heard of this. Sam, what is a Tubaloo?
Sure. A Tubaloo is kind of a plastic tube that children are able to read into, and then they can hear themselves reading. So it kind of gives them a sense of empowerment that they can hear their own voice in that certain way. So it's used to help people feel more confident with their reading and speaking skills.
People don't always associate libraries with partying, but I notice here on the Library of Things, there's the party supplies list. Run this down for me. What kind of things people check out from the library to the goal of partying?
Sure. We've got a few different things. This is kind of an interesting aspect or interesting part of our Library of Things. Certainly, we have a karaoke machine. We have a couple of turntables. I bought a CD player. I wanted to make sure that people were able to play CDs because that's still a valid format for a lot of folks. But we also have a PA system, which is a lot of fun. It's a full-on PA, so you can set it up with real kind of commanding power, DJ, performance, that sort of thing. And you can borrow that just, with your library card here at the Berkshire Athenaeum.
So tell me about the development of this collection. What goes into choosing things to make them available to folks out here at the Berkshire Athenaeum?
First off, I want to say this: none of this is possible without the hard work and dedication of the friends of the Berkshire Athenaeum. They work tirelessly to put on multiple huge multi-day book sales each year. Really, really not possible to do this without their tireless support. What goes into it? That's a great question, too. We, as librarians, have to weigh a bunch of different factors when we're thinking about adding something. Is it going to have a consumable? Is it going to have something that gets dirty? Are we going to have to clean it? Does it have too many parts? Is it something that's easy for our circulation staff to kind of put on someone's account and then easily kind of say, yeah, it's here, it's back, and it's in good condition, and then take off of their account? And then we just have to think, what might people want? What are helpful for people? What might be helpful for people? Certainly, part of our mission is to provide access to certain objects or endeavors that people might not otherwise have access to. So there's certainly a component whereby, if you can't afford or don't want to just go out and buy a thing just to try it out, you can try it out here with us.
Also on the list of outdoor recreational activities, you offer, of course, the Pittsfield required pickleball set, but additionally, game camera. What is a game camera?
Sure, a game camera. All of our hunters in the audience will know exactly what I'm talking about. This is a motion sensing detecting camera that you put on a tree or by your house, and anything making motion, deer, raccoon, bear, something like that, that passes by, it will start to video that thing. So, we have it so that you can kind of see, what birds might be coming to your backyard, or is that a bear or a raccoon getting into your trash? But certainly if someone wanted to take it out into the deep woods, of which we have many, much around here, that would be appropriate too.
I see in the travel section it says coming soon. Are there any plans to further expand the library of things in that realm?
Sure. Well, specifically for the travel section, we were hoping to have like a kit for technology with a plug adapter kit for if you travel, you want to charge your iPhone in different parts of the world. We want to have something like that. Again, something that is you only need once in a while. It's not something you need all the time. There's certainly the ecological aspect to the Library of Things whereby people can borrow things that they don't necessarily need to own. And so I think that specific item that I mentioned kind of speaks to that a little bit.